From the studios of Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, this is Veterans Radio. And now, here's your host, Dale Throneberry.
Good morning and welcome to Veterans Radio. My name is Dale Throneberry and I will be your host today on our Sound Off program. And joining me in the booth is my air boss and technical expert extraordinaire, Bob Gould.
Don't forget Screener. Yes.
And Screener.
Good morning to everybody out there across America and around the world.
That's true. We are. You are listening to America's favorite Veterans Radio program, and we are encouraging you to give us a call today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825. We want to talk about what veterans are doing to help other veterans. We want to have a little good spin, good positive news today. So we're going to be talking to some people that we've arranged to be on the program. We're going to be talking with a representative from the VA. We're going to be talking with someone from a military museum down in Ohio. There's a union program out there to hire vets especially, and we're really anxious to get to them. But we want to hear from you today. So we want to make sure that you give us a call. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. First up on our program is we're going to be talking with a representative of the VA, and I wanted to give you a little background on this. I thought this was interesting. On April 8, 1946, General Omar Bradley, the first head of the VA, established the Voluntary Service National Advisory Committee. That committee was made up of representatives from the American Legion, the American Red Cross, the DAV, VFW, and so forth. And over the last 60 years, volunteers have donated more than 689 million hours worth of service, estimated at approximately $13 billion. And currently, there are over 85,000 active volunteers working in the various VA facilities around the country, doing all types of things to help out with veterans and what the VA needs. And joining me on the line right now is our local chief voluntary and our head of chief voluntary and chaplain services, Beverly Linetsky of the VA and Ann Arbor Health System. Beverly, welcome back to Veterans Radio.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Wow, this is a big week for you, wasn't it?
It is. This is National Volunteer Recognition Week, and it's nationwide, not only in the VA hospitals, but at every volunteer program across the nation.
Well, we just want to add our congratulations to the VA for the work that they are doing. You know, regardless of the press that's out there, those of us that have utilized your facilities know what an excellent job that you're doing there.
Thank you.
And all right, now we've got everybody fired up and everybody needs to go to the VA. How would they volunteer to help out?
What they would do is they would contact the volunteer office, and they can do that by phoning our office at 734-845-3467, walking into the medical center asking for the volunteer office, or they can go to the National VA website, click on the link to voluntary service, and then I'll receive an email with all their information, and then I'll follow up and contact them.
So since we are broadcasting across the country, probably the easiest way would be to go to the VA website and
right,
click on
www.va.gov, and then just click on the link for voluntary service.
Well, what area do you need volunteers for most right now?
Well, actually, we're looking for volunteers as greeters at our main entrance. We need volunteers to escort patients. We would like to have more volunteers come to visit the veterans on holidays. We've got Memorial Day coming up, Flag Day coming up, 4th of July, and we encourage family volunteering. I think we need to kind of get past the mindset that, you know, you have to volunteer between Monday and Friday in normal business hours. We'd like to have volunteers during the evenings and on the weekends. We'd love to have, like, groups of volunteers and then, like I said, family volunteers, as well as the folks that can come during normal business hours.
Right. Well, it looks like I'm reading an article that I printed off the internet last night talking about the week of volunteer week at the VA. And they were talking about the needs at the hospice programs, outpatient clinics, home-based primary care, also at cemeteries. I know here locally that we have a military honor guard that makes an attempt to get to every single burial service for every veteran. And I know that goes on around the country. And I just think it's incredible what you do and how much these people help out, because it really is nice to have somebody there just to listen to you sometimes.
Absolutely. I'd like to kind of brag a little bit about Ann Arbor. We have over 900 volunteers, and that includes volunteers. We have three outpatient clinics, one in Flint, one in Jackson, and one in Toledo. And what a lot of people probably don't know, there are those community-based clinics in probably their local area, so you no longer have to drive 30 to 60 miles to come to the VA to volunteer. We can place you right there in your local community.
Well, I think that's great. In fact, there was an article that I was reading about somewhere in Northern California that they're doing a similar type of program, and probably most every VA facility around the country, if you contact them, they'll be able to help you out, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Every VA has anywhere from 3 to maybe 10 community-based outpatient clinics, and there's lots of volunteers there, and all you need to do is just contact the local voluntary service office.
Okay. And so we're going to be encouraging everybody out there to go to your local VA, congratulate them on what's going on now, and put your name on the list and see if you can help out. How's that, Bev?
I think that sounds fantastic, and I really appreciate the opportunity to recognize our volunteers through your radio, and I want to thank you and Bob for all that you do for the veterans and your program. Last year at our hospital with our 900-plus volunteers, we had 85,000 volunteer hours. And when you equate that to staff, that's like 41 full-time employees that the volunteers supplemented the medical center. We had about $200,000 in cash donations and $600,000 in in-kind donation. That's kind of like what I would call stuff. It might be magazines, might be an Afghan. So our local volunteer program every year, and I'm so proud of this, like a proud mother, brings in over $2 million to the medical center.
I think that's amazing, and I know that some of the veterans that I know in the area go up to the VA on a weekly basis, and they'll show up with clothing. They have a big underwear drive even. We go up there and sing Christmas carols, and I think it's amazing, and I'm so grateful for people like you and for the VA that are actually keeping the promise to America's veterans. Beverly Lansky, I want to thank you so very much for being on Veterans Radio today.
My pleasure, and I appreciate the opportunity.
And we'll be talking to you again. Thank you very
much. All right.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Well, there you go. There's one example of how you can help out with the veterans of America by going to your local VA and volunteering your time to help them out. It's so important. There are some people up there that are don't have any other family. They don't have anybody to talk to. They don't have anybody to care about them. And that's one of the things that we have to do here, not only at Veterans Radio, but also for you out there, all 25 million of you out there.
And, you know, Beverly does a super job at that VA facility in Ann Arbor. They have a huge volunteer force. I think they have over 400, 500 of them.
Yeah, that's just what she said, 900.
Oh, 900.
900
oh,
people
oh,
volunteer, equivalent of, I think she said something like 41 full-time employees.
And that all has to do with her work. By the way, maybe you ought to clarify on that underwear call. Make sure it's new, folks. There we go.
That's very true.
Yeah,
that's very
it's
true.
Still
that's
in the package.
Like, you know, like toy drives. You know, make sure it's still in the package.
That's right. Still in the package.
Okay, Bob, we're going to go to our welcome home right now. And, Bob, you're on.
Thank you, Dale. Welcome home. Each week on Veterans Radio, we welcome home servicemen and women who've been stationed around the world in the service of their country. Dateline, Orangeburg, South Carolina. 35 soldiers from Orangeburg's 218th Brigade, Company B, 163rd Battalion, as well as Waterboro's Company A, 163rd Battalion, arrived at the Stonewall Jackson Armory from their year-long deployment in Afghanistan. Members of the Patriot Guard Riders, that's a motorcycle group, in fulfillment of their motto, which is standing for those who stood for us, lined the entrance to the armory. Dateline, Barksdale Air Force Base. A welcome home celebration was held for members of the 307th Red Horse. They were sent to Iraq to help with construction projects all across the country. Dateline, Rochester, Minnesota, 17 Army reservists with the 79th Military Police Company returned home after serving a year in Baghdad, Iraq. The unit had been deployed more than any other military police company in Minnesota. They were in Iraq as part of a security guard for General Petraeus. Welcome Home is sponsored each week by the Marine Scholars Program of Ave Maria University. For more information regarding the Marine Scholar Program, visit them online at avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. Welcome home.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
How many of you are suffering from some kind of chronic pain? If you are, then you're just one of millions of people our age who just live with it. I strongly suggest that you give Quantum Physical Therapy a call at 734-483-9200. Quantum Physical Therapy is a multifaceted facility providing cutting-edge conventional and alternative rehabilitation services. The highly qualified and friendly staff at Quantum are the movement experts and are committed to coming up with a specific solution for your specific problem. Whether it's pain, weakness, swelling, nerve injury, amputation, disease, or age-related morbidity, they can help you lead a productive life. Quantum Physical Therapy has two locations, one at 5417 Whitaker Road in Ypsilanti, and the other at 6180 Michigan Avenue in Saline. That's Quantum Physical Therapy, 734-483-9200, or on the web at www.qptherapy.com. Schrader Yacht Sales, the East Coast's finest dealer of Chris Craft, Island Packet Yachts, Packet Craft, Parker Fishing Boats, and Nautic Star Boats. Schrader Yachts is located at the top of Barnicot Bay in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Our good friend Ray Schrader provides you, the customer, with over 30 years' experience in boat sales, sail and power boats, both new and used. Schrader Yacht Sales offers a full-service storage facility and a reliable crew responsible for all of your boating needs. Specialists in electronics, they can accommodate your needs for radar, autopilot, air conditioning, GPS, heat, and communications. Give Ray a call at 732-899-8010. That's 732-899-8010, or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs. And we're back on Veterans Radio, and we're talking about what veterans are doing to help veterans, what civilians are doing to help veterans, and we want to get your comments. So give us a call, please, at 877-573-7825. I've got a young woman on the phone right now, and I'd like to bring her on, Bob, if we could. And I'm talking with Karen from Rochester Hills, Michigan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hi, Karen. I understand that you had a question.
Yes. I get a lot of requests for contributions for various organizations. Two that I have in front of me, just for an example, is one is Help Hospitalized Veterans out of Washington, D.C. Another one would be Veterans of the Vietnam War. And I'm wondering, how do I know what is a better or the best organizations, meaning that get the most of my contributions directly to the veterans versus, you know, overhead administrative costs, things like that?
Boy, I wish I could give you a definitive answer to that, but maybe somebody can call in and help us with that. I get personally what I do with the you know, the solicitations for that is I normally choose an organization that I'm very familiar with, and I will you know, kind of check them out a little bit on the internet, or you know, see what I if they go along with what I think they're doing. Because a lot of the larger organizations, some of them have, you know, pretty low overhead, and they distribute the funds to some of these other organizations. In fact, on the line right now, we have someone who does run a nonprofit organization to help veterans, and that's Faye Wisely from the Pride and Honor Flights. Faye?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for calling.
And I was wondering if you heard my conversation with Karen. She's trying to figure out which veterans organizations, when they're soliciting funds, are legit. Would you have any suggestions for her?
You know, how you can tell, I don't know. I don't know how the other groups run it. I know that my husband and I and the 7-8 people who are helping us with this project run it right out of this kitchen and this living room. We run it right out of our home. Our garage is our storage for all the T-shirts and supplies that we buy for the veterans. And I can guarantee you not one dime is spent on anything but them.
Well,
but how you can tell with other groups, I don't know.
I think it's behooving upon us to investigate, Karen. I guess that's the only way I can tell you. And a lot of times you can go to certain websites to check on nonprofit organizations, and they'll inform you whether they're legit or not.
Okay.
Sorry, I can't help you out more. Maybe we'll get some more calls later on.
Okay, I'll keep listening. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Karen, very much.
Yep.
Well, Faye, again, I want to welcome you back to Veterans Radio. We are so pleased with the progress that Pride and Honor Flights has been making. And, yes, I did donate my cans and bottles a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you.
And you do have a tell me quickly about your organization again for our new listeners.
Well, we collect money everywhere we can and have fundraisers to take World War II veterans to see the memorial. It is a place they all want to go, and so many of them would never get to see it, and they did earn it, unless they went with a group, and it is so much fun for them to go with a group. We have a group in D.C. now who greet us when we get there with flags and service people standing at attention and clapping for them when we get off the planes. It is extremely moving, the greeting that they get now. And there's a group in D.C. that's putting that all together. And the end of the day, they will tell me, you know, the memorial was great, but being together with these guys in that reception is something I will carry with me forever.
I think it's just amazing. 60 years later, that their adventures and their stories and everything are still so important to them, and that it's so important for us to recognize the sacrifices that they made.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, the last trip, April 19th, I had one of them at the end of the day say to me, "I finally got my ticker tape parade today."
There you go. Everybody needs a little ticker tape parade once in a while in their lives. You know?
When you're face down in a dirty ditch, you sure earn it.
That's very true. You have a fundraiser coming up, is it next week, a golf outing?
Yes, we have a golf outing May 9th at Redmond Farms, and we're asking for golfers. It's not too late. Give us a call, and we'll leave a phone number at the end of this.
Okay, yeah, we will. And, of course, this is since our program does go out around the world, we would love to see who would come the farthest to play golf for a Pride and Honor flight.
Wow.
You're more than welcome to fly in. There is a local airport.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award.
Uh-huh, there is.
And so you're more than welcome to fly on in, bring your clubs, and have a great outing. The funds, as Faye pointed out, pay for the flights to take World War II veterans to the memorial in Washington, D.C. There are a number of different Pride and Honor Flight organizations around the country doing similar things. Isn't that true?
Yes, there are. We started this last year when we interviewed with you. We were the eighth in the United States who took this on, and there are over 35 to 40 of them now across the United States.
Well, we think that's great. What would be the website that people in out west could go to?
Well, if you go to Google and type in Honor Flight, and then in Honor Flight, there's a whole list of across the United States
okay.
the groups that are doing this.
Okay. And for those of us who are local and we might want to play golf next week, what would be the number we need to call?
Oh, call 426-8931.
426-8931,
and
that's
we will
area
get
code
you.
734.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, and you will get us the information we need.
Oh, we certainly will. We certainly will. Right now, I'm going out the door after this, heading for bakeries to donate breakfast for the golfers.
There we go. So if you want to get some food from, we'll give plugs to everybody, to the Dexter Bakery, probably Panera, probably Demos, number of other donuts and shops out there, right?
Great. Okay. I might mention Barry Bagels donates bagels.
All right, Barry Bagels.
Every time.
We'll get them. Yeah. Go in there and tell them, hey, Dale told me to come in and see if we could get something from you. So we'll do that. All right, Faye, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye-bye.
That's what we're talking about, folks. We want to find out what you are doing out there to help veterans around the country and around the world. I know we've got listeners down in Australia. I didn't get a chance to contact them, but there was an article in the one of the papers I got that was talking about a fundraiser down in Sydney for their veterans, and I just think it's amazing that what's going on.
I think that one answer for Karen would be to go to the Pride and Honor flight, and that's where to make a donation. They do wonderful things. The looks on those veterans' faces to see that memorial, it is so moving. Tears in their eyes. It's wonderful.
Yeah, one of our other partners has made the flight. What the money goes to is to pay for the World War II veterans. They are not allowed to pay a penny to go on this flight. In fact, Faye won't even take donations from them, which I think is amazing. And so they're always looking for volunteers to fly along with them. You have to pay the cost of the airfare to go along and act as sort of a chaperone, you know, because these guys and men and women, you know, they're crazy, and they may, you know, go off and do some, not that kind of crazy, but they may go off, you know, and just want to have a good time and everything. And we kind of need people to kind of push them along to the various memorials that they're going to. I think it's a great charity organization.
What a cool way to say thank you to that wonderful generation. World War II, what a cool way to say thank you.
That's right. And what a great segue, Bob. Right now we're going to segue around to another organization that's doing something great for veterans out there. And this is a military museum. It's called Mott's Military Museum, and it's located near Columbus, Ohio. And joining us on the phone right now is Warren Mott, the founder of Mott's Military Museum. Warren, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Well, good morning. Glad to be with you all.
How are you this morning?
Well, I'm just great. And you got a wonderful show. I'm very impressed with what I've heard here.
Thank you very much, sir. And we'll send you a couple of dollars after the show.
Hey, no, we don't need to worry about that. Send it to the veterans. I think the honor flight thing is awesome, and I've heard a lot of people who've been on that. That's absolutely tremendous.
That is amazing. Well, tell us a little bit about your museum. It's Mott's Military Museum. Where is that located?
It's right outside of downtown Columbus. We're about 10 minutes from downtown Columbus in Groveport, Ohio, and it's a suburb of Columbus. And I founded the organization in 1989. We moved into a building which was donated to us by a prominent lawyer in downtown Columbus in 1999, and his name was Robert Richards. I am adding a whole new wing to the building right now, and it will double the size of the building. And the museum actually covers from the Indian Wars to Iraqi freedom and what we're into right now. The main building is from the Indian Wars to World War II. The new wing is from Korea to Iraqi freedom, and we have individual exhibits throughout. And almost everything from World War I on has been donated by the families or by the individuals themselves. We videotaped their stories, so we've got them. It's not just a bunch of artifacts. We're talking about the people. Every day, we honor the veterans here, and we are not forgetting our servicemen and women who are stationed throughout the world, and it's a great honor to be on here to talk with them, because these young men and women are just absolutely fabulous, the job they're doing.
Aren't they? I'm constantly amazed. Every time I talk with any of them, I'm always amazed by their dedication and especially by their professionalism.
They're a great, great bunch of young people, and I'm just very proud to be able to help them remember. All the school kids we get in here, we want them kids to never forget the sacrifice that's been made and the sacrifice that's being made. So we talk about the veterans of yesterday and the veterans and the soldiers of today. So it's pretty important that the young ones know about this.
Oh, I totally agree. And I was going through your website, which I'm going to point out is mottsmilitarymuseum.org.
Right.
And that's MOTTS.
That is right.
Mott's militarymuseum.org. And it got a great site in there. And I was looking at some of the stories that we've even done on our program. You have a section there under General Tibbets. The Enola Gay, and we had on the navigator the Enola Gay on our program about a year ago, I think it was, or maybe a little longer than that, and it was a great story. And
well, you know, General Tibbets was one of my first board members. He was on my board till he passed away last year, and very, very active in what we were doing, did fundraisers for us and everything else. And I have a nice exhibit on Paul with one of his Air Force general uniforms and other items and photographs that he had given me and signed stuff, which is really neat because we don't want him to be forgotten either. He was a great American.
No, and I had the opportunity to see the Enola Gay when I was in Washington a couple of years ago at the Aviation Space Museum.
Yes.
And I thought that was a really interesting story. And then also I see that you have a tank that was donated by Governor Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. We had Arnold Schwarzenegger's tank that he drove in the Austrian Army in 1965. Up until, let's see, it was 2 weeks ago, Arnold decided that he wanted to take it to California so that he could give kids rides in it if they did good in school, in the inner-city schools. So we had it for 8 years, and when Arnold called, he said, you know, when I was in the movies, I used to take them to the movie sets and show them what I was doing, but now that I'm not doing movies anymore and I'm the governor, I needed something to inspire these kids to stay in school and work hard. So he wanted to take his tank out there so he could give them rides in it. So. Kind of interesting.
Your own private tank.
You betcha. Arnold's a great man, though, really. And he served in the Austrian Army, which most people did not know.
No, I did not.
He was a Border Patrol guard, and that was really where he started his career. But and I enjoyed the man as an individual. I thought he was quite a nice gentleman.
We also noticed that you have a Higgins boat there.
Yes, we have one of only six Higgins boats in the entire world. The Higgins boat grandson called me and told me there were three in the United States he had found and three in Europe, and we had the best one. And this particular craft we got was in the Philippine invasion, and I know your veterans will all know that the Higgins boat was the craft that it's an LCVP, which they had 36 men in that they launched in an invasion, and the front dropped down, and these guys ran out into the guns, which is just hard to believe anybody could do anything like that. I have the items that belong to the coxman who was the man on the boat, and he told me stories about how they came in the invasion of the Philippines and they were blowing up ships and moving in to try to land these things and drop these guys off, and it had to be a horrendous thing. But it's a real piece of history because it is wood, and that's why there's not that many of them that have survived.
Right. We did a story on the Higgins boat, again, in our archives. There's a story back there. We had talked to the people down at the, I think it's called the World War II Museum down in New Orleans.
Yes, right.
It used to be called the D-Day Museum.
That's right.
And we had done a story about the Higgins boat. Why, if we had known there was one so close, we should have come down and done a show right in your museum.
Well, we'd love to have you anytime.
Well, we'll work on that. We'll work on that.
Well, I got 60 volunteers that work here, boy, and they do everything, and they've done a beautiful job of keeping that boat in absolute great condition.
What else have you got there that people would like to see?
Well, let's see. We've got a Huey helicopter, Vietnam era, two tours of duty in Vietnam. We actually found one of the pilots. Actually, we found two of the pilots that flew that helicopter in combat. Joe Spissy, he gave me his equipment. He was wearing his helmet, his log books, and everything showing where he flew the thing in Cambodia. We've got a Cobra out there as well, and we've not yet found the pilot that flew it. We put the tail numbers in their website, and we're waiting to see if somebody will check their logbooks and see if they flew it. And we've got a couple captured Iraqi guns from the desert in Iraq. They're Russian-made weapons that the 82nd Airborne captured during Desert Storm. And we've got a 155-millimeter American-made howitzer, which was used in World War II Korea and Vietnam. We have a World War I caisson, which is the song The Caissons Go Rolling Along was written about. And we have a Marine Corps landing craft, which was Vietnam era, 85,000-pound thing they dropped off a ship and went into shore, had 151 rounds of ammunition in it, 105, and they fired it and used it as a mobile artillery position. We've got a V-100 combat car, which was used in Vietnam for convoy protection. And we've got a 203-millimeter self-propelled howitzer, which was used in Vietnam. It fired around 60,000 feet in the air, 22 miles to the target. And the forward observers would call in these strikes with these things at enemy territory. And I know that your audience, a lot of them will realize and know that the life expectancy of a forward observer in Vietnam was 4 minutes.
Right.
If you keyed up the radio to give the directions of the coordinates, the enemy is triangulating on your signal.
Yeah, the bad guys knew where you were.
Yeah, and one of my friends who I've got his stuff, including his battle maps and everything, that he was a forward observer, he told me that you get everything figured out, you give the message, and you get the heck out of that spot.
That's absolutely true. Well, I want to thank Warren Motz for being on Veterans Radio. It sounds like you have a great museum down there outside of Columbus. Again, you just go to MotzMilitaryMuseum.org. I encourage you to go down and visit Warren and all of his volunteers. I had a great conversation with a couple of them yesterday, and I'm looking forward to making a trip down there myself. So thank you very much.
Well, we'd love to have you anytime, and every day we honor the veterans and remember those men and women who are serving throughout this country, and we appreciate them.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye now.
Well, that, I think that's great, and we're going to be coming back after the bottom of the hour. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Major Oscar Miller, although wounded several times, encouraged his troops to press the attack. Details after this.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy?
For freedom.
Freedom of religion.
What America stands for.
Why do I serve in the U.S. Navy? For honor.
Everybody. And watch out for everybody.
Freedom to vote.
Democracy.
Freedom to go outside and play with my kids.
I joined the Navy to serve my country.
Every freedom that we have.
The right to raise our kids in peace.
My little brother.
My wife.
My kids.
Our children's children.
The United States Navy.
It's not for ourselves alone that we serve.
After 2 days of intense physical and mental strain, during which Miller had led his battalion in the front line of the advance through the forests of Argonne, the enemy was met in a prepared position. Though almost exhausted, he energetically reorganized his battalion and ordered an attack. Upon reaching open ground, the advancing line began to waver in the face of machine gun fire from the front and flanks and direct artillery fire. Personally leading his command group forward between his frontline companies, Miller inspired his men by his personal courage, and they again pressed on toward the hostile position. As he led the renewed attack, he was shot in the right leg, but he nevertheless staggered forward at the head of his command. Soon afterward, he was again shot in the right arm. But he continued the charge, personally cheering his troops on through the heavy machine gun fire. Just before the objective was reached, he received a wound in the abdomen, which forced him to the ground. But he continued to urge his men on, telling them to push on to the next ridge and leave him where he lay. He died from his wounds a few days later. The Medal of Honor series is a production of Veterans Radio.
Len Pitlack, CPA, is an award-winning consultant for the U.S. Small Business Development Center. Let him use his 25 years' experience to bring you, as an individual or small business owner, his professional and courteous tax and accounting services. Give Len Pitlack a call today at 734-993-1313.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Pat the Handyman and his team is ready to help you with your remodeling, repair, and painting projects. Call Pat the Handyman at 734-260-1158. That's 260-1158. Pat the Handyman is a veteran-owned business.
Schrader Yacht Sales, the East Coast's finest dealer of Chris Craft, Island Packet Yachts, Packet Craft, Parker Fishing Boats, and Nautic Star Boats. Schrader Yachts is located at the top of Barnicot Bay in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Our good friend Ray Schrader provides you, the customer, with over 30 years' experience in boat sales, sail and power boats, both new and used. Schrader Yacht Sales offers a full-service storage facility and a reliable crew responsible for all of your boating needs. Specialists in electronics, they can accommodate your needs for radar, autopilot, air conditioning, GPS, heat, and communications. Give Ray a call at 732-899-8010. That's 732-899-8010, or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs. And we're back on Veterans Radio, and we're talking with people out there who are helping veterans. They're volunteering, they're veterans helping veterans, they're civilian helping veterans. We want you to give us a call and let us know what you're doing to help out with everybody out there. And you can give us a call at 877-573-7825. It's 877-573-7825. Joining me on the line right now is a young man from, where is he from? Rochester Hills, or Rochester. And his name is Sam Kilberg. And Sam, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, welcome. Hello.
That's okay. We're doing just fine. Sam is doing a charity baseball game, or is it a tournament?
It's a tournament.
And this is for what?
It's for Traumatic Brain Injury Association of Michigan, the Veterans Program. and it's helping to raise money for soldiers returning from Iraq with traumatic brain injury.
I want to point out to everybody, this is a plug for us, but we did a program back at the end of March on traumatic brain injury, and we had Rick Briggs from the Brain Injury Association of Michigan on to tell us about these injuries and what people can do to help. So if you want to learn more about that, you can go into our archives and go back to the end of March and find out more about these traumatic brain injuries. Well, Sam, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 16 years old.
Well, I want to thank you before we even get into this, just for the dedication, it sounds like, of what you're doing and why you want to help these people out. When is your baseball tournament going to be?
It's July 24th through the 27th.
Okay.
And it's going to be in Rochester. I've talked to the Rochester Community Schools, and they've donated the three high schools in my district, and they've donated their baseball diamonds for us.
Wow, I think that's great. How where would people find information about your tournament?
There was an article in the Detroit Free Press. If you go to the archives and just type in my name, Sam Kilberg, K-I-L-B-E-R-G, and Triumph, and then you can get information there, or you can call 1-313-910-9465.
Okay, could you give me that number one more time?
It's 1-313-910-9465.
Okay, 313-910-9465. And you're looking for people for donations of anything, right?
Yep, donations, any commitment you can make would be great. Donations of water and Gatorade, because we have to pass that out, or even just sell it. And we're also looking for qualified volunteer umpires, because we're trying to make it as, you know, to run a tournament with as little money as possible, so that most of the money can go to the veterans program for traumatic brain injury. So if we could have volunteer umpires just to come out and volunteer a day of your time to help the troops.
Okay, and I just lost my train of thought here. What motivated you to do this, Sam?
I was watching a special about traumatic brain injury with Bob Woodruff, and then I just decided to do a little bit more information online because I thought it was really interesting. And then I actually met with Rick Briggs and Sergeant Wentworth, Rob Wentworth, and I just talked to them, and I decided that this was a really big thing I needed to do, and it just kind of just fell into place, and I just did a charity baseball tournament for it. Because I see in my summer league, I see these teams that they have these tournaments, and they raise so much money, and they just keep it for themselves, and I decided, you know, that wasn't right. You know, it's a selfish act. You know, we should give it to something, and we should give it to a charity, and the charity I chose was traumatic brain injury.
Well, I think that is really great, Sam, and I want to thank you so very much for doing that. How many teams do you think you're going to have participate?
We have like 10 or 11 right now. We've already raised almost $6,000, and we haven't even done the games yet.
I think that is amazing. That's great. For anybody who wants some more information about this, they can call 313-910-9465. Sam, I'm sure whoever is helping you out with this, we're very grateful to them and to you. For more information,
yeah,
you can also go to the Free Press, type in Sam Kilberg's name, and bring up the article. He's got a nice picture of him there. How's your season going? How's the season going so far?
For Rochester, we're doing pretty good. I think we're 10-5 now.
That's good.
Oh, going good. Thank you for having me. You very much.
Well, you know, keep your eye on the ball, Sam, and have a great time with your tournament. And I want to thank you very much for helping out.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I just admire people like that. Here we have a 16-year-old young man putting together a baseball tournament, something that he loves, and is going to donate all the proceeds to another organization that is helping out veterans. The Michigan Brain Trauma Association is a great organization. And as I mentioned, we've had people on talking about from the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. And you can go to their website and find out how can you help them out. The brain injury does a great job. The traumatic brain injury for the Afghan Iraqi veterans is probably their signature injury right now because of all the IEDs that are going on out there that they kind of bounce off people's heads. And it just sounds really traumatic. I want to make sure that give us a call out there if you've got somebody that you're helping out with or an organization that you'd like to give some credit to at 877-573-7825. I have a little story I got two stories here that I'll mention real quickly. I was going through the internet last night looking for organizations that are helping people out. And this one was a great one. This is a town called Brazoria, and I believe it's in Texas. And the Brazoria Telephone Company, this is how small America can be sometimes out there. The telephone company hosted an event for all the troops and their families. Unfortunately, this was on Thursday at the Brazoria High School Auditorium. This isn't the only way that the telephone company has recognized local heroes. This is just amazing. The event was free. Because of all the conflicts with the war this past year, they decided it was a perfect time to honor their heroes. And so we at the Brazoria Telephone Company stand united as far as our feelings about supporting the troops. This is from a representative from the phone company, Gail Greenberg. And there's a military moms and wives organization of Brazoria County, which is helping with the event, appreciates the telephone company's efforts. And it's a really big deal. They had the motorcycle people were there again. The families that were that have lost members in Iraq and Afghanistan, and this is only one county, and they have lost 12 people that have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they were putting on this ceremony, I think, to help themselves out. And we want to congratulate them for doing that. And that was in Brazoria, the Brazoria Telephone Company, which I think is great. And we want to give them a Veterans Radio really well done. And thank you so much for helping out and honoring the veterans of this particular conflict. And again, remembering that we never forget the veterans of any of the conflict. And I got another story here. Not done yet.
Well, no, but I just wanted to come in. I met the motorcycle guys, the Patriot Riders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're quite a group. And it's quite a sight to see these guys coming down the road. A couple of hundred motorcycles is a sound you soon won't forget.
Well, I think it's important, again, that all of these small towns are doing these things for people. And I just think it's so important that they get recognized for doing that. And I'm trying to find another article. Here it is. In Greenwich, Connecticut, or Greenwich, I guess, from the East Coast.
There you go.
I can't help it right now. Even though I'm from the East Coast, I forgot, what these places were called. And this is out near Milford, Connecticut, which is where our friend Elliot Storm is right now, hopefully listening to the program. But the police officer home from Iraq receives a hero's welcome. A new AMVETS, Connecticut Post 9/11, was born for this organization. Police officer Sean O'Donnell was glad to be home from his second tour in Iraq with I believe it was with the National Guard. Yep, he served with the U.S. Army's 104th Battalion's 442nd Military Police Company. And he came back, and again, there was a ceremony. The riders were there, and they put on a great picnic in Greenwich for this thing. It said that he has been working with many, many Iraqi civilians and children, and they were talking about how kids around the world always love American soldiers coming by because we give them candy and we give them food. And in this case, they were giving them clothes. And he asked for a box of clothes from Greenwich. And he said a huge box of clothes arrived in Iraq 6 months and was distributed to the family of detainees. Americans are so giving, he said. And I think it's just amazing that they did this. The inauguration of the AMVET Connecticut Post 9/11 local chapter of AMVET's organization, they chose the number 9/11, and of course it wasn't meant to be taken lightly. I know you'll continue to make AMVETS proud by aiding those who have served this great nation. I think it's congratulations to Greenwich. There's another thing going on in Palm Beach, Florida today to honor veterans. It's a barbecue and fundraiser in Palm Beach for those of you that are listening to us down in Florida. And I've got to take a break here in just a second, and we will be right back. We're going to go to break just a little early. You're listening to Veterans Radio.
You have honorably served the United States and the Marine Corps in times of peace and war. Now we would like to serve you. The Marine Scholars Program covers the total cost of attending Ave Maria University. By combining resources from the Ave Maria University Marine Scholars Funding, federal financial aid entitlements, and the GI Bill, the benefits are granted for the duration of the recipient's study at Ave Maria University, contingent upon good conduct and good academic standing. The Marine Scholars Program is open to all reserve and active component Marines and other combat veterans of Operation Enduring Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom who have honorably served our country. Please visit us online at www.avemaria.edu or call the Assistant Director of Admissions at 239-280-2552. You helped us. Now let us help you. Semper Fi.
Gary Lilly & Associates is now Sperry Van Ness Lilly & Associates, the newest Michigan affiliate of a leader in the commercial real estate industry, Sperry Van Ness. More than 800 Sperry Van Ness advisors in 136 markets sold nearly $11 billion in commercial real estate last year. That was done by putting the client's interest first, thereby generating maximum return for every property. When we list a property, we immediately place it on 6 internet commercial listing services and email it to 40,000 prospective buyers and 60,000 commercial brokers. We offer to split the commission 50-50. That means your interests, not ours, are placed first. To learn more, call Sperry Van Ness Lilly & Associates Commercial Realtors at 800-345-6694. That's 800-345-6694. Be advised, there is a difference.
And we're back on Veterans Radio, and we're talking about organizations that are helping veterans, civilian organizations, veterans organizations, corporations that are helping, unions that are helping. Give us a call and let us know what you're doing to help out. 877-573-7825. There's a story that was in the news this last week that I thought was rather interesting, and I just wanted to share part of it with you and see if you have any comments on it. Excuse me. This is a story about a woman named Monica Brown, and Monica Brown became only the second woman to receive a Silver Star for action in Iraq. She was a medic. She was part of a four-vehicle convoy patrolling near Johnny Kigil in the eastern province of Paktia when a bomb struck one of the Humvees on April 25th. After the explosion, she braved insurgent gunfire and mortars to reach five wounded soldiers. She shielded them as she administered aid and helped drag them to safety. I did not really think about anything except for getting the guys to a safer location and getting them taken care of and getting them out of there. She was with the 4th Squadron, 73rd Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team. Said that ammunition was going off inside the burning Humvees and was sending shrapnel in all types of different directions. She said they were sitting in a very dangerous spot. For Brown, who's a medic, she didn't know, she knew all the five wounded soldiers, and it became a race to get them to a safer location. Eventually, she moved the wounded some 500 yards away, treating them on site before putting them on a helicopter for evacuation. She didn't really have time to get scared, she said. Running back to the vehicle, I was nervous since I did not know how badly the guys were wounded. The military said Brown's bravery, unselfish actions, and medical aid rendered under fire saved the lives of her comrades and represents the finest traditions of heroism in combat. Shortly thereafter, she was removed from the combat zone because women are not allowed to be in a combat zone. you know, what are you going to do? And this, of course, has brought about a whole discussion, I guess you can say, and arguments about how women are going to be involved in military operations when you're fighting a war against insurgents and terrorists. She's only 18 years old. Vice President Cheney actually pinned the silver medal on Monica Brown in Lake Jackson, Texas, where she's from, and she was one of the ones that was honored in the telephone company that I was talking about in Brazoria. Her grandmother was represented at that picnic last week. But anyway, Vice President Cheney delivered this to them, but within a few days of her acts, the Army pulled Brown out of the remote camp and where she was serving because her platoon commander said Army restrictions on women in combat barred her from such missions. She was the only one out there that could be a medic, and that's what they needed. And I don't know. I want to know what you guys think out there. Give me a call, 877-523-7825, 877-573-7825, and let me know what you think about this. I don't know. I think it's really amazing what this woman has done for people, and especially for her troops. And it's you know, I don't know. Continuing on with the article, which was on military.com, it says, we weren't supposed to take her out on missions, according to the platoon leader, but we had to because there was no other medic. So what do you do? Platoon leader Charlie Cumping, 4th Squad, 73rd Cavalry, whose men Brown saved. By regulations, you're not supposed to, but Brown was one of the guys, mixing it up, clearing rooms, doing everything that everybody else was doing. In Afghanistan, as well as Iraq, female soldiers are often tasked to work with all male combat units, not only for their skills, but also for the culturally sensitive role of providing medical treatment for local women, as well as searching them and otherwise interacting with them. Such war zone pragmatism is at odds with Army rules intended to bar women from units that engage in direct combat or, with combat forces. Military personnel experts say that as a result, the 1992 rules are vague, ill-defined, and based on an outmoded concept of wars with clear front lines that rarely exist in today's counterinsurgencies. I don't know. Do you have an opinion? Give it back. Give us a call, 877-573-7825. We're waiting to hear from another organization. I'm not sure where he is, but I'll tell you a little bit about that organization, and we do. We welcome your calls. What's going on in your town? What are people doing to help out veterans where you live? What are you doing to help out veterans where you live? Is there an organization that we should be supporting? Is there an organization that you know of that maybe isn't necessarily living up to its promise? These are all comments that we need to think about as we go along. So again, give us a call at 877-573-7825. And I'm going to talk about this organization anyway. All right. There's a group out there called Helmets to Hard Hats. And this is a nonprofit organization that is designed to help military veterans transfer their skills to the workplace. Now, this is set up into organizations that is sponsored mostly by a number of different unions out there, unions and associations that are affiliated with the Helmets to Hard Hats program. And I was introduced to this because in my other job, I teach communications classes, and I taught some business speaking skills to union members. That sounds pretty cool, doesn't it? And these people are all instructors in apprentice programs, and they're teaching plumbers and pipe fitters. This is through the United Associates and United Association, and they're training people to become plumbers and pipe fitters. And they've gotten along with this Helmets to Hard Hats program in order to bring veterans who have skills of working that know welding, that know plumbing, that know HVAC and those types of things to come out of the service, utilize their skills, and get a great job. And I think it's really important. And this Helmets to Hard Hats program, which you can find on the internet at helmetstohardhats.org, is a great opportunity and a great organization that can help you. You or your children or somebody can help you out as we go along here. And they're also working with a program that is called, where did it go? It's their Wounded Warrior Program. And the Wounded Warrior Program, which I think is just so neat, is to help out, is that it is a list of employers that are specifically identified as potentially suitable for disabled veterans. This is a great opportunity for you out there. If you know of a veteran or you know somebody that could use a job that wants to work hard, these people that I've worked with over the last couple of years are just great Americans, and they're very, very supportive of veterans and the veterans' needs. And I think you'll find that this Helmets to Hard Hats program, and especially the Wounded Warrior program, is something I think is extremely valuable. And I've got a caller on the line, and welcome to Veterans Radio.
It's Jeff Wagner. I have a company that it's called localveteransdiscount.com.
Okay.
And basically what we're trying to do is unite businesses with veterans, and the service is totally free for the veteran so they can come out and patronize other businesses in their area, and that the businesses can then also show their support for veterans.
Okay. And what was that website, Jeff, right?
It's localveteransdiscount.com.
Okay,
veterandiscount.com.
Discount.com. Where are you located?
In Maryland.
Oh, okay.
Actually, north of Baltimore.
Okay, that's where all of our Pride and Honor flights go into, is the Baltimore airport there. And,
yes, sir.
They were told that that's where that organization sets up the flags and the people welcoming everybody to come in there. I think that's great. How did you come up with this idea, Jeff?
I went out and I tried to find a veterans discount for hotels in the Orlando area because I took my family down, mm-hmm. and I found that Shades of Green actually had Veterans Month. But it was so difficult to actually find a good site that had, a full list, a comprehensive database of veterans discounts that were out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, hey, this is a good idea. Let's go ahead and just compile the whole thing together and offer this out to the veterans for free.
What?
And then there also was a website, but you had to pay for it.
Oh,
and I didn't really want to pay to get a discount.
There we go. I think that's a great thing. What are some of the discounts that can be obtained through your website?
At the moment, there's some. Let's see, we have a couple limo companies that provide limo service, and they provide a nice discount. There's some carpet cleaning. There's a kids fitness center that offers a discount. There's a former or a retired Marine that does graphics work in North Carolina. A multitude. There's ballroom dancing in Indiana.
That's what we all want to do. All of us very coordinated veterans would love to do some more ballroom dancing. I'm sure our spouses would like it, but I think to get us out on the floor is going to be a little bit difficult. But I congratulate them for doing that. There's this is something that we could probably help out with a little bit. There are a number of different organizations out there that we are aware of that offer discounts to veterans, including a number of the large auto companies. And you could probably check out their websites and ask, check their veterans program. I just heard I think it was an ad for Chrysler this morning where they're offering $500 discounts to current serving veterans as long as you let them know when you go in that they will give you another $500 off on the car after you've made your best deal.
Wow, that is a good deal.
So, and I know that some of the other ones have a similar program going, and I think that this sounds like a great program for veterans, because I know the other website that you're talking about that does charge a fee to get their discount, and I admire them for what they're doing, and I understand that sometimes, you need to make money to pay for websites and all those other things, and I hope that somebody's been helping you guys out.
Yes, sir. So, at the moment, when we're doing this for free, we're given a 6-month free advertising opportunity. There's no obligation to sign back up, and then it's a super low cost advertising afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm just thinking another place that you could go that might help you out is Google AdSense, and Google AdSense is SENSE, I believe it is. And they will, for no charge, they'll find some people that might want to advertise on your website, and they'll help you out. So it might be something to look at. But Jeff, I want to thank you so very much for calling. I think that's a great program, and I will encourage. If we needed to contact you, is there a contact tab on your website?
Yes, sir. You just go to our website, and you can go to contact, and it'll send an email right to me.
Okay, so that's localveteransdiscount.com.
Right, it's singular. Local veteran.
Okay. Local veteran. Thank you, Jeff. That's good.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling Veterans Radio.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. That's what we're talking about, folks. Veterans helping veterans. If you have a creative idea or something that you want to propose to our listeners, send us an email. Go to our own website. That's at veteransradio.net. Click on Contact Us. The email goes straight to me. And we'll talk about your program on the air and give you some publicity out there. We want to make sure that people know that there are programs to help veterans anytime that that there's a need, that we can help each other. We had your backs when you were in the service. We've got your backs now, and we're going to take care of you. I want to make sure everybody comes back next week. We have a program about the East German spy force, I believe it is.
Stasi.
And in 2 weeks,
a
professor from Harvard. And in 2 weeks, we're going to be talking to the Donut Dollies, the Red Cross Girls of Vietnam. Make sure you're here. Make sure you're listening. Until then, you are dismissed.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of our guest and are not necessarily those of Veterans Radio or this station. Veterans Radio is a production of Veterans Radio, LLC. If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
Len Pitlack, CPA, is an award-winning consultant for the U.S. Small Business Development Center. Let him use his 25 years' experience to bring you, as an individual or small business owner, his professional and courteous tax and accounting services. Give Len Pitlack a call today at 734-993-1313.